Piper Tornado. Woo! Well, another shoe and lane win. Damn. Bro. Free. What's going on, Free? What's going on, Free? What's going on, Free? He did that casually to you. What's going on, Free? It's over. Dang. Dang. What's going on, Free? Man, what happening, Free, man? What's happening, bro? Anyone but Free. What's happening, Free? How much you want to bet that Iga about to lose again? How much you want to bet on them? Actually, no, Iga can't lose. The Iga team loses, and there's no way for the twins to get to the finals. So. Iga redemption arc. And the brothers are fighting, too. This is good. All right, redeem yourself, Iga. Iga, actually try this match, bro. All right, let's see this. Let's see some effort. All right, brothers getting an exchange in. What actually got in the middle of the storm plate. Yeah, it's going to get crazy win from that. Hyper Tornado! Woo! Oh my god, it's even picking it up in the air. Wow, that's sick. Yes, I could do something! This is what happens when you try, nigga! You see what I was talking about? All this nigga needed to do was at least try. But you see the way Vault also tried too? That's what I was talking about in the previous matches. When Iga was coming there to attack Vault at the end, Vault at least attempted to counterattack. He at least attempted. Iga wasn't doing that in the previous matches. Nigga was just being dumbfounded and looking at the sky. Finally, he woke up! Bro, he stopped taking drugs. Iga stopped taking drugs and he woke up, man. He stopped falling asleep, man. Finally, man. Like, I don't know what Iga needed, man. Like, he needed a slap on the head or something, man. Like, I don't know, man. Maybe the parents started talking to him, man. Because I was starting to feel like the parents weren't home or something like that. I was like, what's going on with this kid, man? Like, he was having a rough season. I'm like, it's good Iga got off his addiction. It's good Iga stopped taking drugs. Because I'm like, bro, what's going on, man? Like, it doesn't seem like you trying anymore. Okay, now he trying. Good. We're back to proper form where he's at least trying, man. Finally, man. And W assist from Ranjiro 2. Good. Proper plays. Like, at least he's trying now. Good. Finally, man. Ranjiro's the one that carried. Oh, no, yeah. Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure, Ranjiro definitely carried. Like, if we're talking about who had a better performance that game, I'm giving it to Ranjiro for sure. But good on Iga. He's finally getting back to proper form. He's actually trying. Like, thank God, man. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. He's actually trying. Thank God. It was cool. There's not much you could have done about it. His fist got aura on them. That's hilarious. The limit break at that moment. Yeah, nah, it's GG's. Yo, that might be the method. That's a strong-ass attack. They gotta do that every game. All right, so with all these teams tied, let's see how this plays out. All right, stop with the hero pose. I got it yet. Not that guy yet, pal. I got the glizzies. They got a hamburger. Yo, you see how hype Volt is? He like, wait. Food that's not just bread? He like, wait. They got actual food here, not just bread all the time? Yo, this nigga rarely ever sees that in his life, man. You don't be happy as hell to see something that's not just bread. He almost never treat me to food. I'm crying. He treat him to a lot of food, though. Like, how much money this man got? Bro, they like one of the most wholesome duos in this entire series, man. Oh my god. They so cute, man. It's always sunshine and rainbows with them two niggas, man. Me? They move me? No! Never that! Yo, Lane's cope is crazy, man. Yo, nobody be locking doors in this show, man. All right, Louie and Drum, give me that victory. I'm trying to see something. Serious! So they're going for a double defense strategy. Okay. They're probably not going for the exact same strategy as last time if they're going for a defense mode. Louie and Drum miscalculate? We'll find out. Smart. Bro, he found a method to get there immediately. That's crazy. All right, so how are they going to get around the tornado? I don't have as much attack power, though, as last time, because he doesn't have the swords. Smart. Alright, hit the Super Saiyan 3, bro. I love how Keely said you won't get away. Oh! Because of the way the dragons are shaped, you can use the upper mode to lift him up. Oh, that's genius. Oh, look at them together! That's dope. Oh, wait. Oh, fuck. It's messing up. All right. That's genius. Oh, that's so smart. Oh, the rainbow.
A rainbow. Yes, losing stamina.
Perfect execution. Perfect execution of the play by Louis and Drum. That was sensational. Magnificent even. Great job. I am impressed. When they said they're coming up with an insane combo, I didn't think that's what they were gonna do. That's actually pretty smart to use the upper attack from Longinus to lift up Tempest Dragon into the air to counter Iga and Ronjiro's special move. Nah, that's actually smart. I didn't even think of that. Now they cook. Good shit. Like, stuff like that is what makes this season specifically pretty fun. Moments like that. We got the smartest character. Nah, Louis gotta be the smartest character in IQ battle. I might be up for debate. That's what makes that topic specifically kind of fun. That might be up to debate. Right now, in terms of battle IQ, I got Cisco top one though. I'm not stopping with that agenda. I got Cisco top one. Free up there too. That's a valid agenda. Like, that's the thing with like battle IQ debates for Beyblade. I feel like you can make an argument for so many characters. I think it's a very fun discussion. Like, I don't like, even though I feel like Cisco, someone could come up to me and they can make a really good argument of why they feel like Shu has better battle IQ. And I'd be like, yo, this is a fun debate, regardless of whether I agree or not. Like, I think it's just a fun debate in general. You know, I see ADK, I get like PTSD, man. Yo, them niggas really tried to nuke my channel, man. Oh my God. Yo, I just remember. I'm remembering emails and everything too. That was abuse, man. That was abuse of the YouTube's copyright system. Oh my God. They wanted me off the platform, man. Oh my God. That was deadass harassment, man. That was actually harassment. Oh my God. Copyright trauma? No, that's a thing, man. Like, that's why I was so worried about uploading these reactions. That's why, because I was like, oh my God, like, please, may they not hit me with the friggin' copyright, bro. Like, please, man. Because they always start hitting niggas during the summer. That's why I was scared to do these uploads. Well, hopefully, there's no issue.
And you going to get off his corners? You going to leave his people be? Or you the one that's going to find yourself a new plug?
You don't mean that shit?
The fuck I don't. I built this shit. Me. Brick by brick. And I'll be damned if I let you tear it down just because you don't like the way another nigga talk.
Now, if you're someone to stuck around to the end of the video, the honey will be poured on you. If you want to talk to me about anime-related topics, check out my Discord server and follow me on Twitter. Also, consider becoming a channel member, another way to support me, and I support you back with shoutouts and videos, early access to new uploads, custom emotes, and members-only content depending on what level of membership you decide to choose. On this channel, I discuss whether something deserves a W or an L, so if you're someone that enjoys content that keeps it real, consider subscribing to change this channel from local to global. Now, I gotta get back in the kitchen to cook. Peace.